All right.
Okay, the state of Arizona Acupuncture Board of Examiners meeting for May 22, 2024, being held telephonically, will come to order. The director will please note the roll.
Absolutely, Chairperson Tan. Board Member Lahavi.
Chair.
Board Member Klein.
Present.
Board Member Tomas.
He's Board Member present.
Jose Tomas.
Sorry, present.
Great. Board Member Fontes.
Present.
And Chairperson Tan.
Present.
And we also have on the line Mona Baskins from the Assistant Attorney General's Office, Richard Graham, our licensing coordinator, and myself, David Chermansky, the Executive Director.
Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome to the Acupuncture Board of Examiners meeting. As this is a teleconference meeting, I will ask that each member identify themselves prior to speaking and that all votes will be done through roll call via the Executive Director. The first item on the agenda is the declaration of any conflicts of interest. Are there any?
This is Board Member Fontes. I may have to either abstain or when it comes to item number five, licensure and recertification, because I am on the list for recertification or licensure.
Okay, Board Member Fontes, well noted. Anyone else? None being stated, we will move to agenda item number four. The next item in the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding legislation, substantive policy statements, and potential rulemaking. Director Jereminski, can you provide a summary?
Yeah, absolutely, Chairperson Tan, board members. This is a kind of a recurring item that the board has on the agenda every month that we meet. And so this is just if any of the members want to have a discussion on these items. We are going to be running some rules for herbal therapies and acupuncture assistance. And I think we kind of started that process, Board Member Tan and I, as far as our president or Chairperson Tan and I, as far as having that discussion about what sort of rules that we're going to want to be into. And so over the course of the next couple board meetings, I'll be presenting a pretty comprehensive rule package that will handle those things, as well as cleaning up some old issues that we need to take care of.
Thank you. Was there any discussion or questions on, I know we're going to go into a little bit more detail on the acupuncture assistance program here and the animal acupuncture. Anything on herbal therapies or lasers? Any questions or discussion?
Are those just on there, like recurring? So there's no action on those right now.
Correct. And I believe that Vice Chair Fontes, you requested that we keep that on there for now, just because it may have been.
Yeah, I just requested the acupuncture assistant.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the things we talked about where, correct me if I'm wrong, Director Jereminski, we were going to potentially put out a notification about that to the licensed acupuncturist in regards to the rules surrounding that issue.
That's correct. That's correct. I'm trying to pull a good list out of our new system so I can shoot out a blast email to our licensees.
You know, licensees, yes, but, you know, no, this is Board Member Fontes. Dissemination of information often trickles down through both the Acupuncture Association and the schools, so in these kind of communications, if we could maybe do a separate or include the schools and the association.
Yeah, absolutely. Chairperson Tan, board members, you know, before and after our last conversation about this, I've communicated with the association asking that they, you know, communicate to their members about that. All this about what the board's concern is with the assistance and so on. And I don't know that has happened yet. And so, we're gonna have to do what we can as far as getting out of BLAST on our own as well.
And we also reached out to the schools offering in-person presentation that you would provide, Director Jarominski, as well, if they were.
I haven't. Well, I don't think they're scheduled for graduation for some time, so I haven't reached out to them yet. But yes, I will. I will make myself available for as they come to the close of their year.
Okay. I'm satisfied. Is there any other discussion? I believe we do not need a motion. Correct me if I'm wrong, Director Jarominski.
That is, if the board isn't making any decision, that we don't need a motion.
Item number 5, the next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding the applications for licensure and certification. Director Jarominski, or license coordinator, Mr. Graham, would you like to introduce this topic?
Yes, Chairperson Tan, board members. I'm going to do these kind of one at a time to make it more simple and not cause confusion. For item 5A, Director Jarominski and I went through the license applications for those who want applied to be licensed acupuncturists. We found that A1 through 17 all met the requirements needed for licensure, and those applications were approved, and we asked for ratification of those from the board.
Okay. Would you like to do the motions independently after each section here, Director Jarominski?
Chairperson Tan, board members, you can do it however you like. You're certainly able to cover all of those items in one motion if you like.
Okay, let's stick to that. Go ahead, License Coordinator Graham. Thank you.
All right, and then item 5B was the certificates for auricular acupuncturists that the applications were submitted by these 4 individuals, and the director and I found that they all met the requirements for certification as auricular acupuncturists.
Very good.
Item C, we did not have any submissions for acupuncture assistance at this time, so there's nothing that needs to be done there. For item D, these individuals 1 through 64 all met the requirements for relicensure or renewing their license as acupuncturists. And for item 5E, the applicants or auricular acupuncturists 1 through 3 all met the requirements to be recertified as auricular acupuncturists.
Okay, thank you for the summary. And Licensing Coordinator Graham, just a brief summary. Has there been many issues, many complaints on the renewal process or the application process of late?
There have been, the only complaint we've been having is an IT issue that I've reached out to IT several times about. Sometimes someone will submit a renewal and they don't stay on the page long enough for the application to fully submit. So they're only getting the receipt and not the actual, your application has been approved.
Okay.
I've been reaching out to them multiple times. The feedback from IT has changed somewhat because there was our regular contact no longer works with Entia. So I'm having to work with a new person and kind of restart the process of explaining the different situations. But right, we're getting closer to getting that fixed. Because the only issue it causes is we don't get told if an application, because it submits the application as new.
Oh,
and we don't see if they're new. We only see if it's submitted and or approved. And so then we have to wait for a licensee to contact us saying, hey, there was a problem. I haven't gotten my email yet. But right, it's an easy fix on my end, but it's something that I've been working with the Thentia IT team to fix, so it's no longer an issue.
Okay, that sounds like you're working on it. We appreciate that. What percentage of renewals is this happening to? Is this like 50% or is this like 1%?
Pardon me, this is Mona Bafkin. Chairperson Tan, I apologize, but this is really not within the agenda item. So maybe in the future you could put an agenda item that will specifically address technology issues regarding the application process for a more full discussion. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, no, I appreciate that. We had some issues with the process of application renewal in the past. So I was just making sure that was taken care of, but I appreciate that it's not on the agenda. Okay, do we have a motion to approve the ratification of these licenses, the applications, the renewals, and the auricula?
So moved.
Is there a motion?
As Board Member Klein, I move for the approval of the reviewed licenses and certifications and renewals.
Good. Do we have a second?
Member Tomlin.
Board. Second.
Okay. We have a motion by Board Member Klein and seconded by Board Member Tomas to grant the licensure and approval for item number 5. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
So we're supposed to make a roll call.
We're supposed to make a roll call because of the telephonic. Is that correct? I remember now.
Yes.
Yeah. Can we have a roll call, Director Jaraminski? All in favor?
Absolutely, Chairperson Tan. I'd love to do that. Board Member Lahavi. How do you vote?
Aye.
Board Member.
Aye. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Board Member Tomas.
Aye.
Board Member Klein.
Aye.
Board Member Fontes.
Abstain.
And Chairperson Tan.
Aye. Okay, the vote passes unanimously with one abstain. The director will record the vote. Item number 6. The next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding the acupuncture assistant program. Director Jaraminski.
Absolutely. Chairperson Tan, board members, this is an application from Tempe Community Acupuncture for a training program for their acupuncture assistants. It appears that they've submitted the items that the board has asked for. And so the question would be whether you feel that the course meets those requirements, and if you have any questions that are unanswered by the documentation. If you feel that the documentation you've received and the course is appropriate, then you would vote to approve, and otherwise we could invite the person to appear.
And this is Board Member Fontes. I would just like to say that they did a fantastic job on their materials. It's really thorough.
And this is the Tempe Community Acupuncture Center here.
Yeah, it's a community acupuncture in Tempe.
Thank you. Yeah, it looks very comprehensive. Is there any discussion or questions about that? Is everyone comfortable with the material? Director Jaraminski, would you?
This is Board Member Lahavi. I read through all the material. I liked it, but I don't remember. Was there any physical portion of the training, or is that all just theoretical?
Let's see here. See, course details. They have clinic safety. They talk about moxie, cupping, scraping. They do 11 hours for moxibustion, 11 for cupping and scraping, 1 hour for history taking, 1 hour for professional standards of conduct. So it looks like it meets the hours requirements and so on. It doesn't say that.
It doesn't seem to say whether it's they're actually there for the presentation or they do it remotely, but.
Yeah, it says students develop classroom and hands-on skills. So I would say yes, or they're present for this training.
It would be hard to talk about that for 11 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure board member Tomas could talk about it for 11 hours.
maybe 10 and a half.
Board member.
I actually, this is Tomas. I do have a question on there. Maybe if there could be clarity with the way they describe it as far as the intake. I got a sense that it was suggesting that the assistants could actually take the intake for patients and then enter that information. I don't know. I feel like that should be something that's done by the actual provider versus the assistant.
I thought they meant, this is board member Fontes, I thought they meant like vitals.
Is it? Okay.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah, when I read it, I wasn't, it didn't seem clear from that aspect that I read. So I was just curious about that. If we have any guidelines, if there's any specifics about something like that.
Might be worth answering or asking that query and about the hands-on training.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those, President Fontes or Chairperson Fontes, or I'm sorry, Chairperson Tan, board members. It's one of those items that are unclear in the statute. And so if we don't have something specifically requiring them one way or another, I think it'd be difficult for the board to say that they have to, you know, have their assistant do this or they can't, you know what I'm saying? If we don't have a statute to hang it off of. And so, and if I look it up, I think the statute does talk about, you know, taking vitals and that sort of thing. And so,
yeah, I was trying to recall whether the assistant can actually, what notes they can take, or whether we actually qualified that, you know.
Well, I think what the spirit of it was of clarity of intention, and I don't think that statute, that means, you know, what were they meaning when they wrote this sentence about intakes and is it hands on? I don't know that.
Okay, if it's helpful, right. I can read the. Is the 32-3955 is acupuncture assistant scope of duties?
Yeah, please.
It says an acupuncture assistant may remove acupuncture needles, monitor acupuncture procedures such as the application of heat and moxibustion, perform non-critical functions such as gathering basic patient information, taking blood pressure, and attending to patient treatment rooms. May not insert acupuncture needles or evaluate, interpret, design, or modify established treatment programs of acupuncture care.
It seems to qualify as there that they can take basic patient information. Was that any, yeah. Board member Tomas, are you satisfied with that?
If that's the way it's written in that code, then that's
statute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the statute, that's, I appreciate the clarity in that.
This is board member Lahavi. I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes, board member Lahavi, please.
The way that I just heard it, did that mean that the assistant cannot perform the gua sha, the moxibustion, all those things? Is that, because those were on the test. Those were in the presentation, in the lessons, but it sounds like they're not supposed to perform it.
I think it was just to perform the needling. Can you qualify that, Dr. Jeminski?
Yeah, Chairperson Tan, board members. An assistant may, it says monitor procedures such as the application of heat and moxibustion. And so my understanding with that is that, an acupuncturist would prescribe and then begin whatever treatment, and then the assistant could maintain and then complete that treatment.
I think that was the intent. The intent, board member Lahavi, that the assistant was able to do some of the bodywork tasks outside of the acupuncture.
If something were to go wrong, like if a patient maybe, you know, whatever, does burn somehow or something, does the responsibility fall on the licensed acupuncturist?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, and the other thing is that to do gua sha or body work or moxibustion, I don't think you really require a license right now, right?
Correct.
So that's a really great question that Chairperson Tan, our statute defines them as adjunctive therapies to acupuncture, meaning that it is part of your scope, right, to do cupping and body work, mm-hmm. acupressure, and so on. However, it doesn't mean that it's solely your scope, right? And so I think that it's one of those things that are kind of in the gray area of, you know, what is and isn't allowed, and that I don't think that you have to have one of our licenses in order to do cupping, for instance.
Right.
Yeah.
Any further questions, board member Lahavi?
No, I mean, I think it's a pretty good start. I think it's the first one we've seen. So.
Nope, there was one in Tucson, and they did a great job, too.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Dr. Jeremiski, would you like a motion to approve that acupuncture assistant training program?
Absolutely. If the board feels it meets requirements, then I would ask that you approve the program.
All right. This is Board Member Fontes. I'd like to make a motion to approve this training program. Excellent.
Is there a second?
Board Member Tomas, I second.
Thanks, Board Member Lahavi, and I'll record Board Member Tomasi, who just got in by a second there. There's a motion by Board Member Fontes and seconded by Board Member Tomas to approve the acupuncture assistant training program that has been submitted by the Tempe Community Acupuncture Group. We better take a roll call for all in favor, Director Jeremiski.
Absolutely. Board Member Klein.
Aye.
Board Member Lahavi.
Aye.
Board Member Tomas.
Aye.
Board Member Fontes.
Aye.
And Chairperson Tan.
Aye. So the motion unanimously, the director will record the vote. Item number seven on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding animal acupuncture. Director Jeremiski, could you introduce us to this item, please?
Absolutely, Chairperson Tan, board members. So as you know, we recently had some legislation passed regarding herbal therapies and injections and lasers and animal acupuncture and so on. We haven't had any queries or applications or anything about animal acupuncture, but we figured that it was probably good that we just have our application put together so that if someone eventually does, we'll have our ducks in a row ahead of time. And so I sent you the bill with the veterinary acupuncture, the animal acupuncture information in it from the last session, and I've developed an application for that, what they call a certificate, but in practice is a lot more like a license endorsement. And so I would ask that the board review the application, and I'm sure you've looked over that bill for the animal acupuncture. And if, you know, I don't know that we need any rules to further define that, unless the board disagrees in any way, then I'm happy to go down that road. But if you feel that the statutes themselves are are clear enough and this application provides you with the information that you need, then I think to keep it simple, we could go forward with this. And I would ask that you approve this application so that if someone were to apply, we would have a an application for them to use. The other thing is that the statute authorizes us to set a fee. Chairperson Pan and I had a discussion on this, and we decided to start that fee at $100. So I don't know if the board has any discussion or thought on that.
Yeah, is there any discussion?
Yes, this is Board Member Fontes. Director Jerminski, can you outline the path to, would you call it licensure or certification?
Yeah, Chairperson Tan, Board Member Fontes. They call it a so the statute requires two things. First, it requires that you get nationally certified by the American Board of Animal Acupuncture or the National Certification Commission for Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine, the NCCOM, to treat animals. Okay.
Which currently don't have a program, right?
Right. NCCOM doesn't have a program.
There's only one choice.
Yeah. And so it requires that you take that national certification, get certified by them, and then provide proof of that certification to us. And then once we receive it, we can review that certification and make a decision as to whether we issue them a certificate from us to perform animal acupuncture. Now.
And this is a one-off application license.
Yeah. This isn't something that gets renewed. It's just a one-time certificate from the board. You know, it's kind of, I think, you know, the wording, the word choice is poor because it's not a certificate in the same way that our AccuDetox specialists are certificate holders. You know, it's more like an endorsement on your acupuncture license because you have to have.
Oh, because it's for licensees already.
Yeah, you have to have an acupuncture
license. So you called this the National Association of Animal Acupuncturists? Where did they get their training?
No. What I'm saying is you have to have a certificate from the, let me just pull that statute back up real here one more time.
Yeah.
From either the NCCOM.
Which doesn't have one.
Which doesn't have one. Or with the American Board of Animal Acupuncture.
American Board of Animal Acupuncture.
And that is different to the licensure required to treat animals as a vet. Because to do that training, you need to be a vet to qualify for the training.
For this, for the animal?
Well, for the one that the vets do.
Okay, I see one called Animal Acupuncture Board, American Board of Animal Acupuncture.
Okay. Yeah,
I think that's right.
Yeah. And then to complicate it a little bit, Director Jerminski, we do need to add as well that there is some requirement for them to renew their animal acupuncture license every couple of years with that board to stay active, right?
So that, yes. So we have to have, if I go back into the bill, so I don't want to speak out of turn. The bill says that if you're treating animals, you have to be nationally certified by the Board of Animal Acupuncture or the NCCOM. And so if they allow that certificate to expire, then technically they're no longer certified by them and they wouldn't be able to perform animal acupuncture in Arizona. And so it's not that they have taken and passed the exam, it's that they have to be certified. So that might be something that, you know, so you'll have to renew with them over the course of, I don't know what the renewal period is like. Or
1 year.
Or 1 year. So
that's why I thought it was very short. They make you, they make you do a. And that's why.
It's $200 a year for them.
Yeah. So that's what we were suggesting potentially, Vice Chair Fontes. We were thinking that if that is the case, that on the renewal process, and this is directed towards License Coordinator Graham as well, is that maybe in the Fencia system, we could say, are you authorized to treat animals. And if you click yes, you have to show proof of your updated certification. Otherwise, you click no, it just takes you through the normal renewal process. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, that's something that we've added for the injections, the, you know, for lack of a better word, all that in the statute, but for animal for injections, there's a little checkbox that we can add for that, and we'll have that also for animal acupuncture, and add a, you know, question saying, are you still certified, right?
Well, Member Lahavi, could you hit the silent, please? Yeah, was there any further discussion?
This is Board Member Tomas. So I was curious to know how they came up with the fee or the cost for this sure. for this licensing, especially if it's just a one-time thing.
Yeah, Director Jarominski, you want to
explain? Yeah, so
he's consistent across the board, but
yeah, so Chairperson Tan, Board Member Tomas, we Chairperson Tan and I sat down and talked this through, and our application for our active detox specialists are $150. It's $275 for our acupuncture license renewal. It's $400, $450 for a initial license for our acupuncturists. And so because this is more of a scope extender rather than its own standalone thing, we thought having it less than the acu-detox specialist would make sense. And so we ended up at $100.
Okay. Okay, so that's fine. Any other discussion on that?
Okay, just out of clarity, so they go to the American Board of Animal Acupuncture, and those are the folks that teach the classes?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and it's actually, it's owned by Pima College, the American Board of Animal Acupuncture.
That's interesting.
It's owned by the college here?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Catherine has developed that. Okay.
Yeah. So the American Board of Animal Acupuncture is its own independent entity, but they authorize the programs necessary to take and pass their certification, and the only program for that is at Pima.
Interesting.
So you have to take.
Do you know if that program has been active yet?
It's well. I don't know.
Is it still in development?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, so we're not. So this is a new program. It's a good point.
Well, I'm on their website right now, and it's really unclear that there's a pathway to actually take this class.
Yeah. So actually, it says 2023 classes were full. So it looks like they've been training people. And they're taking new applications.
It does make sense that they're developing the animal acupuncture course specifically for Pride licensed acupuncturists.
So,
well, they, so for they now, do have a list of practitioners that I don't know how they could have. They have listed two practitioners in Arizona, which I don't know how they could be practitioners if we haven't issued any licenses towards mm-hmm. or licensing. Towards.
Yeah, so they would be certified by the yeah. Animal Board, our American Board of Animal Acupuncture, but they're not technically authorized to do animal acupuncture in Arizona yeah. until they get something from us.
Can Director Jarominski, can you go on the website to the find a practitioner and
then, yeah, I'm there. I'm there now.
Yeah, reach out to them and not as in like disciplinary action, but I just want to make sure that the community knows. So if these two sure. are leaders in the community and we have a discussion with them, they can disseminate information, because there's oftentimes a huge gap between when we make a decision at the board and what's going boots on the ground amongst the practitioners.
All right, I'm have an email open and drafting as we speak. So,
and Director Jerominski, do we? We're not the first state to allow licensed acupuncturists to do animal acupuncture. In those other states, have they created their own courses, or was there some other form of national certification? Do you recall that, or?
No, I don't. You know, my understanding is that yes, there are other states that do animal acupuncture by acupuncturists. I'm not sure exactly how they go about the certification process. Yeah.
Yeah, that's this, interesting.
Yeah, this veterinary bill was not board driven, right? And so we didn't do a lot of the research and background for how it came to coalesce.
Okay, so we have a course available. We have an application process now, the certification to treat animals. Was there any discussion on the certification form? Did anyone find anything lacking or on that? Do we need a motion to approve that, Director Jerominski?
So, Chairperson Tan, board members, I'm getting a ping from our assistant AG saying that she would like a little more specificity on the agenda as far as setting fees. And so, if it's okay with the board, I would just at this point like to take feedback on the forms and the fees and any other, you know, background on this animal acupuncture issue, and then and then we can agendize this with more specificity at the next meeting for the board to make their final vote on it.
Okay. Was there any feedback on the application form to start out with?
Looks good.
Any feedback on the fee? We've had a little bit of
discussion. I think the fee should be reconsidered, especially if it's just a one time. This is Board Member Tomas.
And reconsidered in which way?
Just cost to the trade itself.
With respect to our AG, let's agendize this.
Okay.
For next time.
Board Chair, sorry, this is awkward just being on the phone. I can't see you all. This is Mona Baskin. I think you can have a discussion about it, and I think that's fine. But as far as any formal voting, I think you would need to specifically, you know, include and delineate the application in the fee. But I think this certainly is right for board discussion should you wish to continue. Thank you.
Appreciate that. And then, you know, I think the discussion was there, and I think we can maybe itemize that in the agenda for next time, Director Jerominski.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can vote on the fee, and we can vote on the and motion on the certification certificate if we're all happy with it, just to be clear on the agenda what we're supporting.
Absolutely.
Is there any further discussion on that topic? Okay, item number 8. Next item.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. Go ahead.
Well, this is Board Member Lahavi. Yeah, I just wanted a reminder. I remember somewhat like right now, acupuncturists in Arizona cannot perform acupuncture on animals without a prior written form from a vet. Is that what the law was?
There was no law.
Where am I getting that from?
Yeah, so Chairperson Tan, board members, Board Member Lahavi, but before this bill passed in 2023, acupuncturists licensed by this board were not able to perform animal acupuncture at all. And so this bill passed, but it requires that our acupuncturists be nationally certified and then be certified by our board, and then also they have to receive a referral for acupuncture treatment from a licensed veterinarian.
And that's all stated in part of the requirements for them to treat animals very clearly.
It's what?
That's all stated very clearly. If you are going to treat animals, you need a referral from a vet.
Mm-hmm.
For that specific animal.
Yeah, and that's why it's suspect when I click on find a practitioner to see two acupuncturists on there with their names and their phone numbers and email addresses.
Because they do not have approval from the board to treat animals as yet.
Right, but this is clearly an advertisement for their services.
Mm-hmm.
In this capacity.
Right. No, it's a good point. Okay. Is there any further discussion? Okay. Item 8, the next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding the executive director's report. Director Jaraminski, do we have anything for this item?
Yeah, absolutely. Chairperson Tan, board members. So just briefly, you know, nothing changes at the office. We are eternal, you know, as far as that goes. You know, we're still both working away and doing what we do. Surveys are basically flat as far as prior history. Again, we have just kind of a ramp upward of people being generally happy with the service they're receiving, and I attribute most of that to Richard, who's doing a great job of, you know, answering phones and emails from our licensees and being kind of the first point of contact for applicants and licensees alike. And so he's doing a great job, and that's reflected in the survey results. As far as budget and fees go, we did implement a fee increase this year. Just looking at our revenues over expenditures, what that has basically done is, since the fee increase was implemented, it has flattened out how much we're spending versus how much we're bringing in. So it's fixed the issue, I think, for now. But because of the way, because many of our licensees came in all at once in the beginning, we have kind of a lopsided renewal period, and so we have more licensees that renew toward the end of the year than toward the beginning. And so you know, in December and January. And so it may be that we really won't see the full impact of it until you know, a full year has gone by to see where we really are with our fees.
Okay, that's good to know. Was there anything else to add to the executive director's report?
Unless you have questions for me, that's all I have.
Are there any questions? Okay, thank you, Director Jaraminski. The next item on the agenda, item 9, is review, discussion, and possible action regarding future board meeting dates and times. We have July 24th as our next tentative board meeting date. Was there any questions or discussion on that? September 25, December 4. Any other discussion or availability issues? Okay. And Director Jaraminski, just confirming, we have no public on this meeting.
I don't see any members of the public on here. No, at this point.
Okay. Are there item number 11? Are there any items the board members would like to place on future agenda apart from the two that we already have? Okay, there being no further business, we are adjourned at 12:49 p.m. Thank you.
Director Jaraminski and board member Klein, can you two hang out for a minute?
So let me turn off the recording here, and I'd be happy to do that.
Thank you all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you all.